This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 281 for Friday, February 23rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is down slightly on Friday morning amidst mixed sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed is in negative territory, while crude oil is losing more than $1 US per barrel due to oversupply concerns. Meanwhile, Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are higher. The Canadian dollar is down less than 1/10 of a US cent compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission announced that 203,200 tons of canola were exported during the week ended February 18th, the smallest total in 3 weeks. Total exports this marketing year are 3.287 million, down 33% from 1 year ago. The May canola contract is down 20 cents per ton at $581.10. In the US, corn, soybeans, and wheat are also trading lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that 820,400 tons of 2023-24 corn were sold for export during the week ended February 15th, down 37% from the previous week and near the lower end of trade expectations. Meanwhile, 177,400 tons of 2024-25 corn were sold to Japan, more than triple than expected. The U.S. Energy Information Administration showed ethanol output increased by 1,000 barrels per day at 1.084 million during the week ended February 16th. Ethanol stocks tightened by 308,000 barrels at 25.5 million. The May corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.15. A marketing year low of 55,900 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended February 15th, down 84% from the previous week and well below trade expectations. Meanwhile, 202,000 tons of old crop soy meal were sold for export, down 1% from last week, as well as 500 tons of new crop soy meal to Canada. Net sales reductions of 5,300 tons of old crop soy oil were also reported. As a result of rains over the past few days, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said on Thursday that 52% of Argentina's soybean crop was rated good to excellent. The May soybean contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.45. 233,500 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended February 15th, down 33% from the previous week and just below trade expectations. 46,600 tons of new crop wheat were also sold. The CGC reported Canada's grain exports for the week ended February 18th at 288,200 tons, the smallest volume in 6 weeks. 11.78 million tons of Canadian wheat have been exported so far in 2023-24, up 7.5% from last year. Japan purchased nearly 116,000 tons of wheat in their weekly tender, of which approximately 43,000 were from Canada. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.71. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.46. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, February 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.